You're listening to KHUM 104.3 and 104.7, in fact, KHUM Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and streaming on the web at KHUM.com right now. Caitlin, are you there?
I'm here.
Sweet. Awesome. It's working, the phone. So you all are coming and you're playing the Arcata Theater Lounge tomorrow night at 9:30. We're definitely super, super pleased to have you in. And you have Robert Wild opening up.
Yeah.
How's the tour been going so far?
Great. Last night was our first night up in Nevada City, and we'd never been there before, and it was a great turnout, and people are loving Rabbit Wild, and yeah, it was a really great show. So we're pumped. It started off on a really nice note.
Sweet. Awesome. It feels like you guys are always on tour, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, anyway, you relatively recently, didn't you play with Ani DiFranco at Red Rocks?
Yeah.
That would have been so cool.
Yeah, it was definitely the highlight of our career thus far. It was just such a perfect night. So much fun and just kind of surreal. Playing Red Rocks is totally surreal. And we were first of three. It was us, Ani, and Gregory Allen Isakoff.
Oh, cool.
Two of our most favorite folk acts. And it was just like such an honor to be on that bill, as, you know, let alone it be at Red Rocks. So it was just the best night ever. And we felt like we had a great set. There's a lot of attention on us, especially toward our last song. People were actually there and listening, which was really great. And I was trying to not get my hopes up for that because, you know, people were filing in usually at Red Rocks and finding their seats. But they were there and they were down with us. So it was awesome.
Wow, that sounds super great. I'm so jealous. I wish that I could take that memory and put it into my brain. But this is your first time headlining the Arcata Theater Lounge here in Arcata, isn't it?
Yeah. Last time we played there, we opened for Keller Williams, which is an awesome show.
But yeah, talk about a great show.
Yeah.
But you all have a whole bunch of new stuff coming up. You're working on a new album, aren't you?
Yes, finally. It feels really good to be creating something new. And we've been doing it in Portland, where we all live. And this band that we're touring with full-time now is just solid. We're feeling really good. And we kind of have a new groove, and it's just kind of, I don't know, it sounds different. And we're just really happy with what we're creating. So it feels great.
That's awesome. And have you finished writing all the tunes yet? I read in an interview that you had just like a couple months ago that you were still writing some tunes for it, and that you were doing it in Airbnb during breaks on tour.
Exactly, yeah. We wrote a song all together. Our latest song is, we had some days off on that Red Rocks tour and just holed up in an Airbnb in New Mexico and sat down and wrote a song together. It was really, really fun. And I think that was kind of the last piece to the puzzle. I think now we have enough to create the whole thing. So
sweet. So you're going to be starting to lay down tracks for that whenever you wrap up this tour and you end up in Portland?
Yeah, actually, we've recorded all the songs. Now we just have to mix them and make them sound even cooler.
Oh, that's super awesome.
Yeah, so it's close.
Okay, cool beans. And but this latest song that you just released, like back in August, you don't think that is going to be on the new album? You recorded that somewhere?
It is now. We decided we're going to put that in there, and we'll just be kind of we'll put it at the end because it is a totally different production quality as the rest of the album.
Yeah, you recorded it someplace. Sorry, excuse me.
It's okay. Yeah, we recorded it in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, awesome. Why did you choose to record that in a different place and, like, use, electronic sounds on it?
We chose that because once we wrote that song, Lori and I wrote it together a while back, like almost a year ago, and we wrote it, and it was at first just a banjo loop with a banjo beat, but it had, like, that kind of, like, a little bit of a club beat, you know, and we thought, like, this would sound pretty awesome if we like went all out and like, made it like a super like a genuine kind of pop production. We really do like pop music. I just don't love the lyrics, you know. So we thought that it would be pretty awesome to make a super pop production song and almost kind of dancey or so. Like it's like ambient pop, I'd say, but have a clear message of something, you know. And it's called "Call Me Out," and it's about having the courage and kind of just getting your guts up to call your friends out on their crap, you know, and just trying to hold each other accountable and making each other better humans. And it's a really hard thing to do, you know, as just in being humans in general and trying to, you know, who knows who's right kind of thing. But I've been called out before in my life, and I felt the benefit from it. It was hard at first, really hard at first, but then I grew so much. You know, when somebody you love tells you something you need to hear, it just means more, you know?
Yeah, it just is so super important to do that. But you just have to be respectful whenever you go and you talk to somebody about something.
Yeah, exactly. Like there's a right way to do it for sure. And I just, yeah, I think that a better communication will just make the world go around a little smoother, you know?
And also make your tours go a little bit smoother, too, because you have, like, several of you in that van, don't you?
Yeah. Our van is really pretty awesome. We have great communication. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so that will be instrumental in keeping you all together and running nice and smoothly and all that. The other new songs that are going to be on the album, any of them else kind of incorporate electronic sounds into it?
Yeah, I mean, the rest of the album have little hints of that. We're using, we have an electronic drum pad that we've been using live as well, so that's kind of tucked into the rest of the songs, but that's kind of the only element there. But I mean, it's not like full-on electronic drums, but it's mixed in with a drum kit, so it has a cool effect. Yeah, we're liking it. It's a subtle twist, but it's kind of the direction we're feeling. It's cool.
Yeah, I know you guys have been incorporating those sounds into your live show for a while.
Yeah, we have Vera, our drummer, has got e-drums back there and mixing it in with some samples too. It just spices it up, you know.
That's good to spice it up. You gonna play any of the new songs at the show tomorrow?
Oh yeah, most of them. It's just so fun to play new stuff, you know.
Sweet. So we can go ahead and look forward to that tomorrow night.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Well, thanks for taking a couple minutes to talk with me. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, awesome. And everybody, make sure you go on over to the Arcata Theater Lounge tomorrow night at 9:30. You can get advance tickets on over at the Arcata Theater Lounge website for $15, and they're $20 advance at Wild Berries, People's Records, and The Works. Now, we were just talking about the Shook Twins' new song, Call Me Out, and I'm going to go ahead and play that for you right now. You're listening to KHUM.